morning, Atlas Roofing. This is Kim. How may I help you?
Good morning, Kim. Is Rob there?
He actually no longer owns the business. Is there something I can help you with?
Oh, wow. When did that happen?
Almost a year and a half ago.
Oh, a year and a half ago. Wow. Well, my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And is there like an office manager I can speak with?
That's me. Yeah.
Oh, that's you. Okay. I just want to touch base with the business on some finance offers we sent out. And it looked like it was based on some financing the company's done through First State Bank last year. Basically we have the business pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital. So I just want to touch base with the business, see if you guys had anything coming up we could help you out with.
Actually, we're sitting okay right now. The new owners have a nice backer, so they came in kind of pretty. So, as of right now, we're sitting okay.
You're sitting okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, is there like a time of year you guys typically, you know, add on equipment or look to anyway?
We don't because all of our contractors are all subbed, so everything they have to supply their own stuff.
Okay.
So when Justin took over, he made everything a subcontracting type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really have any use for personal equipment anymore.
Oh, okay. That's a smarter business decision.
Yeah, it's kind of a smart deal. Yeah, exactly, because then it's not his overhead, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's not his overhead. So how's that? You guys just typically like hire on certain companies and they provide all the equipment and then... And the guys as employees as well? Is that how that works?
The sub comes on and he has all of the equipment, all of the own employees.
Oh, wow.
So we have a sub with four crews. Yeah, so we've actually had this sub. He's our sub. So it's one crew or one guy that runs four crews. And then he supplies everything for them.
Uh-huh.
He covers their work comp, everything.
Oh, so they cover all the work comp and everything, and then you guys are basically just booking the jobs?
Yeah, we just give him jobs and tell him where to show up, and he shows up and he puts a roof on. It's really cool. It's actually
really nice. Yeah, I mean, how'd you guys kind of make that transition? Were you always like that, or you just kind
of? No, Rob never did that. And actually, it's funny because all of the people once a year they have a big roofing. Rob and a bunch of his roofing guy friends that he's met over the years from different states. They all get together and do a conference for a week. Well, all these guys were like, why do you have your own employees? You're an idiot, dude. You know, your work comp's $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
Ours is $1,000. You know, we have our office girl, and that's all we cover. So then when Justin came on, so Rob's always done it that way. So when Justin came on, that's how he always knew to do it. So he just brought his own contractor. I mean, his contractor followed him from, or his foreman followed him from Texas.
Oh, wow.
So they everybody moved out here, and so now they all live out here and they work for us.
No, that's great. Really cool. Yeah, you got that great relationship and good business. That's awesome.
And they brought all their own dump trailers, all their own trucks, everything. So we basically supply an office that, you know, I answer phones and dispatch the guys to go put roofs on. So.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
kind of
nice.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, like I said, you know, I just want to touch base, see if you guys had anything coming up. It sounds like, you know, you're all taken care of. Well, if you don't mind, can I go ahead and shoot you over some information you keep in your back pocket in case something comes
perfect.
Up?
Yeah, perfect. Always in case maybe one of the crew leaders needs, you know, something. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we do equipment financing as our bread and butter, and we also do working capital. I know it's kind of, you know, in the roofing industry, sometimes you guys got to front money for projects as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's a good email for you, Kim?
It's just like Rob, but it's kim@atlasroofs.com, so K-I-M, at A-T-L-A-S-R-O-O-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, so it'll be plural.com.
Oh, .com, atlasroofs.com.
You got it.
All righty. Okay, Kim, I'll go ahead and shoot you over quick email.
Yeah, take a look.
All right, sounds good. And when's a good time to kind of circle back and check in, see how things are going?
Give me about a week. We're getting ready to start a huge project.
That's
going to run us about 3 weeks, so I need to get it off the ground first. So I'd say a couple weeks. Check back with me and see if, you know, I'll run that by the crews and see if there's anything they need. And
Okay, sounds good. All right,
perfect.
Kim. All right, thanks for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.